Yerayetsa. The Tesla Ralph, it's not awesome. Hanach Toymen. People purchase tefua from Amiratsin and they want to sell bread in the shuk. So the halacha is lechayv oisecham lahafrish. The only thing they, the sellers, have to be mafrish for trumas or meiser is concerned. Elo trumas meiser. Trumas meiser is what you do is you have meiser rishon, which normally goes to the levi, and from the meiser rishon you take trumas meiser to give it to the kain. That trumas meiser, if you're not mafrish, there's the einish misa. That we make them take off on the chashash. Maybe what they purchased on Maratzim was not taken off. And Chal, so now, Bishlam a Truma Gedoyla loy, I understand Truma Gedoyla, they did not need to be mafresh. Maybe the people they purchased for didn't take it off. Tesanya, where did the whole Gzer of Demai come from that we require you when you get sick from Amma Arts, you have to Meiser again? Fishashalar Pichol Gvuli Yisrael. Yoichad and Kohen Gadol did an inspection of all the Klai Yisrael. The Rosh in Mafrishdal Shum Gedayla Bulvad. He saw only thing they took off was Shum Gedayla. So he said you have to take off everything else. Akaponim, what do I see? Shum Gedayla. They took off. So Shum Gedayla you don't have to take off. Maiserishin. Why don't the sellers have to take off Maiserishin to give to the Levi? Maiserani. Why did they take off Maiserani to give to the Aniyim? Namulai they don't have to go off. They tell the Levi, listen, I'll be mafresh my sarish to be yaitse mitzvah my sarishin. I'll be mafresh my sari to do the mitzvah. You want me to give it to you? Prove to me it was not gemaisid. So he's mafresh to be kai mitzvah rasha, he eats it for himself. However, elamaisa sheni, the maisi sheni, where the halacha is, you have to be mafresh my sarishini and bring the food to Yerushalayim. Nifresh will let them be mafresh. The Nisku v'Nichli Yerushalayim, bring it up in Yerushalayim. Amru Ula Mitosha Pehedrin Halalu. Since the king's inspectors were replaced every year, so the inspectors want to squeeze as much money as they could out of the business people. Nothing has changed. Chayv Tanais Chayid B'Chayid. They would mamish pressure the sellers. V'Yimla and Meicha Bezal, sell your stuff cheap. We want the taxes to come out already. Meicha Bezal. So have Rachamonis on the sellers, and Loi Chachur Rabban, the Rabban are not Machayiv, you to take off Maiser Shaini. Yeah. Trumas Maiser have no choice, Chayiv Misa. Maiser Yisa, Maiser Ani, keep for yourself. Maiser Shaini, we're not Machayiv. Right, correct. And there's Saimich, and they say, Rav probably took off. What? When was the last time you took off my sashani?
I don't have to. I pay tax to government.
So what's your question? My, what are we holding? My parhedjin. Where does the word parhedjin come from? Zakhtar Persi. Pekidi HaMalach Rashi says. Omer Rabbi Barbachan Rav Yechanan. So Gemara before Shoshana Mai Desiv. Yiras Hashem. You increase your Yiras Hashem. You recognize the Kadosh Baruch is the Melech. Taisif Yavim increases your life. You'll be Zaych Tarichas Yavim with your Shemayim. Now, even though you may ask that it's decided when you get born how many years you're going to have, how could it be years Hashem Taisif Yavim? Zakhtayne Shmuel, that a lot of things says Bini, Chayi, and wealth is Talin Mazel. Mazel's only for Yechidim. For the Tzibur, we don't go with Basa Mazel. So people whom the Tzibur depend on, the Kayan Gedolim, the Melech, they represent the Tzibur. The Tzibur needs you. Therefore, you're Hashem Taisiv Yamin. So you're in a position that the Tzibur needs you, that's saying Yishmael says, you keep Zaych Tarek Tzem. You have a din of a Tzibur. Others are Mashar, just a stat, and the others want to say, it's Gemar Chagiga. The Gemar Chagiga says that sometimes you have Rishayim that leave this world early. So what happens to their years that they're supposed to get? So people, Mavir Nal Midaisav, people let things go. Hashem says you can have their years. Hashem.
It's not going to be forever and ever. So he also knows what a person's rights might be. Ayn Rambam.
Yeah. Correct.
Mm-hmm. When a person does tshuva, he thinks that he's doing something to
change that number, but in fact, Rav already knows the answer.
Nachum is an excellent question.
You can't answer it because it's Hashem that's doing it.
I hear. B'shneis Hashem tiktzerenu, the years of Hashem get shortened. Yes, Hashem Taisiv Yam. Now listen to the Chazrin. Zemikdash Rishon, Sha'omid Arba Meis Vesashanim. The first space of Mikdash stood for 410 years. V'loy Shimshu Bayal Yud Ches Kanim Gedayim. That's different Gersais. The Gers talk about there were 18 Kahanim in 420 years. 410. 410 divided by 18 is how much? Now some have a girsa. The Gain's girsa is 12. The Gain's girsa is 12. So if 12. You switch the girsa to your bays. So 410 divided by 12 gets to
34.
35. Okay. 34. The Rivaz girsa is 8. Kehanim. Made it for those 410 years.
51.
What? So they want to say as follows. When it gives the number of 18, that's counting the Kohen Gadol plus the Skan. So it's really 9, which is close to the 8. Because the standard, just in case, he was available. Now that's during the Mikdash Rishon. Now let's go to Mikdash Sheni. Shnei Sushaim Tiktzerena Zeh Mikdash Sheni. Shamid Dalid Meyais Ve'esim Shana. Actually, I'll add another thing. When we say Mikdash Rishon, it really goes from when the time the Mishkan was built until Galus Aretz. Yeah, it's Taisus. Yeah. So it's many more years. We'll make the Cheshbon later. Yeah. So let's see. So now let's get to Mikdash Sheni. Mikdash Sheni Sh'amid Dalad Meis Esim Shana. The second base of Mikdash stood 420 years. V'shimshi b'yayser mishloi sh'meis kanim. 300 kanim in 420 years. Now, Tzem Yamem Shana Sh'shim Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik had the shtala for 40 years. U'shmainim Sh'shimish Yechen Gadol. Yechen Gadol got the shtala for 80 years. So out of 80 and 40 were taken by two people. That's already... That's 120, we're down to 300. Because 420 minus 3 minus 120 is 300. Esa Shashimish Yishmal Ben Pabi, family at Aleph. Knock down another 10 or 11. So now down to 3, what did I tell you? 290. Shashimish Rebeloz Ben Charsim. Now, Mikan Veil, so I'm left at 290. And 290 for how many of them? For 300. So what's 290 divided by 300? Less than a year per kayin. None of them made it through the year. And if you look at the Bach, he adds the words, they bought the shtela with money. She paid off the king till he got the shtela.
Now, the woman who was zeichet to have 7 children, was she in the second base of Mikdash?
Well, we'll have to make chazan in a minute. Ooh. That wouldn't be good.
That doesn't sound like it.
That's
a big violence.
Yeah.
That's what Sliat leads to. Seven
days. So I'm answering in a second.
Unless it became tummy. One after the other, it didn't have to die.
That's how the answer the Gemara says.
Right, something like that?
Let's check right now. Yeah, it says Tommy. Yeah, I believe it's Tommy, yeah. Tommy Mzayim. Alright, the Amr Yechem at Tursa, Mnei Machar Vashila. Why was Mishkan Shila destroyed? Mnei Shayu by Shnei Dvarim, Gila Arayas. The Mishkan was in whose chalik? Yosef at Tzadik's chalik. What did Yosef represent? Yosef, what did Yosef represent? Staying away from Arayas. So therefore, when the Klai Yisrael was not careful to Gila Arayas, the Mishkan had to be destroyed, Ben Yadda says. And Bezayin Kachem. Gilarayas Tichsiv, Elia Zakin Moid, Elia Kahn is very old. Vishka Shamas called Asher Yasabana of the Chal Yisrael. He heard how his children were acting. Vesher Yishkev and Sanashim, his children live with the ladies. We'll see what that means. Hatsav is Pesach Alamayid. Vahafkev da Omer Shmal Bar Nachmeni, Omer Yechanan,
children weren't mizana, but rather mitoich. When this will stop, shashos kineyem mia malavakas kilo shach, which means as follows: ladies would give birth, and they would come to the mishkan, and would tell the kohen, "Please bring our carbon," and they wouldn't go back home till the carbon was brought. So the longer they delay bringing the carbon, the longer you keep them away from their husbands. Less time now for their husbands, less opportunities to be together, less opportunities to be mekayim pru ruvu. We'll stop here.